Pictures, royal banquet given in honor of President Trump. Melania, highlight of state visit to Britain. By Oliver J.J. Lane on September 17, 2025. The United States of America and the United Kingdom are eternally linked by transcendent bonds, and together we have done more good for humanity than any two countries in all of history. President Donald said in his speech at the Royal State Banquet at Windsor Castle on Wednesday night. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania were the guests of honor at a special banquet in the Grand St. George's Hall at the 1,000-year-old Windsor Castle on Wednesday. Before enjoying the meal, the host King Charles III made a speech and gave a toast to the president, and President Trump reciprocated. In remarks that so glowed with praise for Britain and the English-speaking peoples that its like would be simply unimaginable coming from a modern British leader. President Trump said in his reply that the two countries are linked by eternal bonds as a force for good in the world. President Trump began by thanking his hosts for his day at Windsor Castle, telling the royals, "Melania and I are deeply grateful to you and Queen Camilla for your extraordinary graciousness, and to William and Kate, thank you so much. This is truly one of the highest honors of my life. Such respect for you, and such respect for your country." Speaking of the achievements of Britain and America together, President Trump told the 160 guests sitting around the specially constructed 50-yard-long dining table, "A fifth of all humanity speaks, writes, thinks and prays in the language born in these isles and perfected in the pages of Shakespeare, Dickens, Tolkien, Lewis, Orwell, and Kipling. The lion-hearted people of this kingdom defeated Napoleon, unleashed the Industrial Revolution, destroyed slavery, and defended freedom in the darkest days of communism and fascism. The British people gave the world the Magna Carta, the modern parliament, the scientific method. The British Empire laid the foundations of law, liberty, free speech and individual rights virtually everywhere the Union Jack has ever flown, including a place called America." On the special relationship between the two nations, President Trump continued, "The word special does not begin to do it justice. We are joined by history and fate, by love and language, and by transcendent ties of culture, tradition, ancestry and destiny. We are like two notes in one quart, two verses of the same poem, each beautiful on its own but really meant to be played together. The bond of kinship and identity between America and the United Kingdom is priceless and eternal. It is irreplaceable and unbreakable. Together we have done more good for humanity than any two countries in all of history. Together we must defend the exceptional heritage that makes us who we are, and we must continue to stand for the values of the people of the English-speaking world." President Trump's speech and toast was a reply to the King's, which was given in honor of America and the visiting presidential couple. King Charles III hailed this unique and important occasion and raised a series of laughs from President Trump with some gentle jokes. The King said, to President Trump's evident pleasure, "Mr. President, as we approach the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, it is remarkable to think just how far we have come. I cannot help but wonder what our forebears from 1776 would make of this friendship today. The ocean may still divide us, but in so many other ways we are now the closest of kin. Mr. President, you have spoken of your pride in your British roots. In fact, not only have you set foot on British soil twice in the past 2 months alone, but I understand that British soil makes for rather splendid gold courses." Raising a toast, the King hailed President Trump and Melania, and added that he toasted to the health, prosperity, and happiness of the people of the United States of America. Images of the menu for Wednesday night's meal reveals the guests dined on a panna cotta with shortbread and a quail egg salad to start, followed by a chicken ballotine with courgettes, and finished by vanilla ice cream with a raspberry sorbet and poached plums. As reported by the BBC, although President Trump will not partake in the alcoholic drinks, they have been selected in his honor, including a 1945 port for the 45th president, and a 1912 cognac for Trump's 1912-born Scottish mother. President Trump and First Lady Melania will sleep at Windsor Castle as guests of the King tonight, before traveling for political meetings with the British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer on Thursday. The president will return to Washington, D.C. on Air Force One on Thursday night.